Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so before we get to Jerry and some of these Giants calls, yesterday, Jamal Adams did one of these real passive-aggressive nonsense today athlete things as he gets benched at the end of this Monday Night Football game because of back-to-back penalties, which I don't necessarily agree with because he was playing his ass off in the game. It's not like this was a guy that quit. I mean, if he was playing horribly or he quit on the team, that's a reason to bench him. But doesn't take this well. And he goes and does what today's athlete does, which is this passive-aggressive social media message sending. Like, I'm going to unfollow you guys and I'm going to take Jets out of my bio. So I'm saying something without really saying something. So then the fan base will freak out about it, going, wait a second, I just saw Jalen Ramsey ask for a trade, Minka Fitzpatrick ask for a trade, all these guys want out, the Antonio Brown saw, Jamal Adams is now going to ask for a trade. I can't deal with that with every other thing that I'm dealing with. So he comes on CMB or MB, Maggie and Bart, yesterday during his weekly spot. Maggie's drilling him with direct questions about why he did this, and his opportunity to tell the truth is right there on the air. Instead of dealing with it head on, he goes, that's just social media outside noise. What? It's inside noise because you created it. You created it. It's not outside noise. We're not making it up. You did it, and you did it because you were pissed at the team. And instead of dealing with it face-to-face with either Greg Williams or Adam Gase, you got to do it in this secret, passive-aggressive, bullcrap 2019 way, which is...
It's social media at the end of the day. It's outside noise.
Oh, is it?
Like I said, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on this team and how we can get better.
Bullcrap. You are a great player. You are a leader.
Stop acting like a baby. Let's go. Step up and start playing. And
God.
Just hang in there, you know? I was accused of being passive aggressive on social media yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah. And I was just trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to be passive aggressive. So I guess our company, Entercom, had some sort of symposium, and Carl Banks represented Entercom. And they were talking about the NFL, and they were talking about the relationship between the media and the NFL, and I'm sure it was all flowery and everything was great. So I said, and I tweeted, and I put Manish in the tweet. I said, Manish Mehta has a special relationship with football. How come he's not there, essentially? And I put a smiley face, and I put like a wink or whatever. And then he thought I was going after him.
Well, why would he think that?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. He thought I was going after him. I said, I'm not going after you, man. I'm just having some fun. Can we just have some fun? And then he said, you know, listen, stay classy. And then he hit me with the stay classy.
Sure.
And then I hit him. I said, oh, you're the classy one or something like that. And then he hit me, look, man, I drafted you for fantasy football and we won. And then I tweeted back, well, I guess we won something.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't being passive aggressive or anything. I just thought it would be kind of funny that, you know, with the way Manish is and, you know, the way he antagonizes
Antagonistic,
everybody.
Yes, right.
That it would have been funny.
Right. He didn't see it then.
What happened to fun? Does anybody remember laughter?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, he's a guy who's like under attack every day. So he's not gonna.
But yeah, but he likes that, I guess. I don't know. But I wasn't like attacking at him.
Yeah.
If I was attacking you, you would know it.
Sure, because you don't hide when you really want to go after somebody.
There's no need to. I mean, right. I got a microphone in front of my face for 4 hours a day.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah, the Jamal Adams thing, though, man, that bummed me out because he's a guy you expect more from, really. Now, I understand why you'd be pissed for getting benched, but, like, deal with it like a man.
I gotta tell you, this group of athletes, man, this is like, it is unbelievable. It is just like, it's like so much work dealing with all this
crap. Get me out. Things aren't going my way. Get me out. Yeah. I don't like it. Get me out of here. I can unfollow you. That's it.
They're all pulling an Anthony Davis is what they're doing.
It's crazy. All right. Jerry is here.
Sissy football.
Yep.
And he's got the update. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by the Ray Catino Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catino Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Since you covered the Jamal Adams thing, I'll give you one from the Jets before moving back to the Giants, and that would be Adams does try and stay positive in terms of where the Jets are at 0-2.
We just got to, you know, get it together. We got to continue to keep pushing and,
what are you doing?
You know, keep striving. As long as we do that, we'll be fine.
That was That's Jamal Adams, not Adam Gase. Right. Or you could be like Ty Montgomery, who were on with Joe and Evan. You tell me how you think Joe might have responded to this.
Okay.
This is how Montgomery stays positive and would like Joe B and the Jet fans to remain positive.
Do you guys believe in the power of manifestation?
What is that? You got to tell me what that is.
It's basically a thought process that you put out into the air that eventually it eventually becomes true. I listened to a podcast and the guy basically said, if you write a lie on a card and you read it and tell yourself that and believe it every day long enough, eventually it'll become true.
Put what out into the air? You know what you've been putting out into the air for years in this franchise is noxious gases. That's what's been put out into the air. Bro, don't give me this. You've been here for 5 freaking minutes and you're putting out positive thoughts. It's not going to work. I've been rooting for this team for 40 friggin' years, bro. You put out whatever you want. You still got Luke Falk at quarterback, and you're going to be 0-6.
Be careful.
Bro.
Yes, exactly. Be very careful. Yeah. Oh, man. You know,
you know what the reaction was to that? Nothing.
Yeah,
because really?
They couldn't understand it. They just had no comprehension of what the hell he was talking about.
Really? Evan moved on to the next question.
Right. You know, it was kind of interesting. I did hear a little bit of Evan and Joe screaming and yelling about play calling, like offensive play calling by Adam Gase, and you know he's supposed to be this offensive guru and everything. Yeah. I wanted to call it and just say, guys, they're playing with a third string quarterback right. who has never stepped on a live NFL field before.
You don't know, so shut your mouth. You have no idea what you're talking about.
So wow. What do you think? You know, the guy's going to become Bill Walsh with Joe Montana? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and he was under duress throughout the day.
Oh, they're going to call better plays. What?
But I'm going to come on your show and tell you, yes. just like someone else has, that you're full of crap.
Well, Luke Falk will be the starting quarterback in New England. So who is the backup? Adam Gase on a conference call.
Once we decide kind of what direction we're going to go, you know, that's when we'll know who we're actually going to try to sign.
Okay, whatever. Right now they don't have one, I guess. In terms of other quarterbacks.
This is a serious question.
Yeah.
Who do you think would play better at the quarterback position? Given 1 week to prepare, Le'Veon Bell, who was the emergency quarterback for this game, right? Once Falk was in there and Simeon was out, or Boomer Esiason.
Le'Veon Bell.
You give one week.
That's Le'Veon Bell, man. It's all his.
But he can't really throw the ball. Now he could get the snaps and
Dude,
be able to.
I don't know if I can or not. Are you guys out of your mind?
I think you could. He's a running back. He can't throw the football.
It doesn't matter. Just hand it to him and let him run. You know, if I were them, I'd give it to him 65 times this week.
I'm telling you right now, if you had the proper pass protection, you could play.
If I wore a red jersey and I knew I couldn't get hit, then maybe I could get it 15 yards down the field. That's about it.
I've seen there you throw. No you way. Still got the arm. I've
could
seen
Could you
it.
Even sidestep anymore with the plantar stuff or no?
I don't even want to try to sidestep with the plantar stuff because the plantar stuff is basically kind of null and void right now, and the last thing I want to do is aggravate that. But no, guys, I know you're trying to be funny. Here, but
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. This is how,
I know you're not.
This is how bad the Jets quarterback situation was that a running back was their backup quarterback in this game.
Well,
I think if you're sitting back there in the shotgun and you're just, you know, dinking and dunking.
In fairness, I did mention to me and Al discuss a warm-up show every morning, 5:45 to 6. We did discuss the idea of Brett Favre, whose family is urging him to go play somewhere again.
Yeah, because they want to get him out of the house.
Right.
He's nuts. So, yeah,
who
definitely.
Who would be better?
I think Le'Veon Bell or Favre?
Favre would be.
I would think that crazy person thinks that he could still play, so
but
put him
could.
Out there.
he could do better than the running back. That's my point. The running back was the backup quarterback. He was the emergency quarterback.
I'm kind of like, you know, around 5 o'clock, that Johnny Walker Blue, that feels really good, and everything's nice, and just sit back and just listen to everybody screaming about the NFL and who's starting and who's not starting, who got hurt, who's the backup, what's happening with Colin Kaepernick, what about that coach? I mean, you know, it's a very enjoyable time.
No, I understand, but just hypothetically, I really think that you just take Le'Veon Bell running that offense, and if you give you a week and him a week,
oh yeah, okay,
you'd be able to do it better.
You know, it would be amazing. I would take a snap from Ryan Khalil, probably break my wrist, and I probably could not get to Le'Veon Bell to hand him the ball to go off tackle. That's how fast he probably is and how slow I am.
Well, don't go off tackle then. You know, you go between the center and the guard.
That's or just stay in shotgun and just hand the ball off. And then there the first time Ryan Khalil snaps the ball over my head, then what?
You watch it.
You just watch it go. You say, listen, man, I told you what my limitations were. Let's go.
Like the Dolphins.
Yeah, just let it go.
One other thing on the game, the Patriots placing starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn on injured reserve for the toe injury. He's out at least 8 weeks. The big story, of course, Daniel Jones starting a quarterback Sunday in Tampa for the Giants against the Bucs. Lions cut running back C.J. Anderson, claim Paul Perkins off of waivers from the Giants. Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson out 2 weeks with an abdominal strain. Colts are kicking Adam Vinatieri, which we knew. Vinatieri, courtesy of NFL Network. He's having head games. It's his issue.
I'm going to work a lot of this week just to get those demons out so I can go clear-headed and step on the field and just do my job.
He did apologize for not talking to the media after the game Sunday, and the Steelers made it official, acquiring defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick, head coach Mike Tomlin.
We're excited about infusing him into the fold. He will be playing the safety position this weekend in the game. We're going to quickly get him up to speed. He's on the ground now as we speak, and so we got almost a full week to prepare him to play.
He's on the ground now.
He was up in the air. Now he's on the ground. We're going to infiltrate him into our defense, infuse him, and let his talent seep into our secondary. There will be some seepage.
He actually said infuse him.
We're going to infuse him like lemon-infused water at this hotel I was at on the road last year. You ever see that? It's in the lobby. They've got lemons in a big thing of water, and then you take the water, it tastes like lemonade because it's infused. We are going to infuse him into the defense, and then his talents will permeate throughout the secondary, and there will be seepage.
Seepage.
Minkah Fitzpatrick will seep his talents into our secondary and our defense. Questions?
No questions, coach. No questions.
He's on the ground.
You covered it.
Questions at Yankee Stadium last night. How would Luis Severino do? Not so bad. First start of the season, 4 scoreless innings, 4 strikeouts. Yankees beat the Angels 8-0. The offense along the way. Gleyber Torres, a 3-run homer, and New York 6-run fourth. Didi Gregorius, a 2-run double. Cameron Maybin drives in a run with a double. So all was good until the postgame, when it opened this way with PR guy Jason Zillow.
We're going to start with some injury news. Dylan Betances suffered a partial tear of the left Achilles tendon.
Turns out he did that Sunday in Toronto.
Oh.
And so while there was so much positivity as he was back, now he's done, and surgery has not been ruled out, so you feel bad for him. Aaron Boone, in terms of the positives, that would be Severino and the way he threw.
Devy did well. Obviously pitched great tonight. Another huge step back for him. Really excited for him and how well he threw the ball.
And speaking of coming back, Giancarlo Stanton could be back as soon as today. So maybe he's in the lineup tonight. Maybe he comes off the bench. If not today, maybe tomorrow. But it does look like that is imminent, his return. Yankees remain tied with the Astros for the best record in baseball. 1 up on the Dodgers. Astros beat the Rangers 4-1. This kid, Yordan Alvarez, homered again. The Yankees and Astros 99-53. Dodgers are 98-54 after their win over the Rays. Meantime, the Mets beat the Rockies 6-1 as they got a couple of home runs. 3 of them, actually. Ahmed Rosario hit one, Brandon Nimmo hit one, and the Polar Bear.
The 3-0 hit high in the air to center and deep. Hilliard back at the wall. It's going to go. Number 48 for Pete Alonso. A long one into the stands to the right of the batter's eye. It's 415 to straightaway center. He might have about 440 or 450 there for his 48th home run of the year.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Yep, Alonzo the home run. Mets wound up winning 6-1.
You're invested in this Pete Alonzo home run thing.
I am.
I got
a $50 bet with Lopresti.
Yeah.
He's got to get to 50.
So, and you would win if he gets
Correct.
To 50.
Yes. I think we made the bet in June, I want to say.
So, I mean, that's obviously very realistic. It's been realistic now for weeks. He went to a little bit of a slump, but two more, and then you get the $50 from CeeLo.
Let's break out. Nice day game in Colorado today. Yeah. Hit me three, and we'll be good to go. Or just two, actually.
Can the Mets win every game here on out?
Well, they have left. How many have left?
11.
They go 10-1.
If they go 10-1 and don't make it.
They might not, but you do have those other teams playing one another, which is why you still, it's a very, very, very outside shot. It's not over yet. Go 10-1. What's and then that would be, let's see, that would give them 88, which is the, you said 86, I said 87, you said 88.
Well, that's why, yeah.
And that's still probably the number. It probably makes sense, you would think. The Cubs wound up losing to the Reds 4-2. Sonny Gray, 6 2/3.
That guy is awesome.
Yeah, nice. In Cincinnati. Brewers beat the Padres 3-1.
The Yankees could have done themselves a favor and just kept him.
Okay. Milwaukee 11-1 in their last 12. Nationals over the Cardinals 6-2. Phillies beat the Braves 5-4. Phillies percentage points are tied with the Mets, 4 out for that wild card, the second wild card spot. And you had a game that really didn't mean a whole hell of a lot in San Francisco, or rather in Boston, but San Francisco beat the Red Sox 5-4, and along the way,
high in the center field, it is out of here. Unbelievable. Number 20 here at Fenway Park for Mike Yastrzemski.
And that call courtesy of NBC Bay Area, the grandson of Carl Yastrzemski, with a home run as the Giants wound up winning.
You think they gave him the ball back?
I hope so. I would like to think so. Boston seemed into it, the grandson of Carl.
Yeah, the fans are cheering and everything.
I think so, but I don't know. I didn't see that. Not a great story. Matter of fact, it's horrific. Pirates pitcher Felipe Vasquez arrested Tuesday in Pittsburgh. He's being charged with multiple felonies in both Florida and Pennsylvania, including statutory sexual assault, and there's more than that.
Oh, boy.
And to end on a good note, because I can't end with that crap, Warriors guard Steph Curry commits to playing for Team USA in next summer's Olympic Games in Tokyo.
Oh, look at that. Inspired
Nobody cares,
by...
At least we can end with a smile.
Right, I know. Yeah, if you were going to hand it back to me after that
Vasquez
story.
I legitimately thought of that. And
just
I said,
to see
I've got
how I
to
would
find
handle it.
Something. Right. So it was either Steph Curry or the Baller brand collapsing. That'll be next hour.
Okay.
Here on The Fan.
Very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.